This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 148 for Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, falling to the lower end of its nearby trading range. Canola 14 to over $18 lower, January down $18.50 at the final bell at $629.70 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed accounted for spillover weakness, although Malaysian palm oil was firm. Uncertainty over possible Chinese tariffs continued to keep caution in the market, with chart-based speculative positioning weighing on prices. Solid end-user demand on the other side did remain supportive, with most industry participants expecting actual Canadian canola production was well below the 19 million tons currently forecast by Statistics Canada. Updated estimates will be released in early December. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were lower, while wheat held on to small gains. Soybeans pressured by good South American production prospects. Reports Brazil will be signing a trade agreement with China tomorrow also weighed on the market, with more Chinese demand expected to shift southwards. January soybeans down 11 cents at $9.98 per bushel, with that move back below $10 contributing to today's weakness. Brazil's next soybean crop is 80% seeded, according to reports. That's up from 68% at this time last year. Meanwhile, the U.S. soybean harvest was complete as of this past Sunday. That compares with 96% done at this point last year. Corn pulled in two directions today, with support from gains in wheat, countered by the bearish influence of the losses in soybeans. December corn down 2 cents at $4.27 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest has now wrapped up. That's 8 points ahead of last year's progress at this time. Wheat saw a continuation of yesterday's rally as the escalating conflict between Russia and Ukraine had traders concerned over grain shipments from the region. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the December contract at $5.86 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 3 cents in December at $5.58 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 2.5 cents in December at $5.49¾. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 94% seeded in the latest weekly report. That's 2 points off the five-year average. Condition ratings improved to 49% good to excellent from 44% last week, with topsoil and subsoil moisture conditions also improving. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 19th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.